You are welcome to the 5 minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is Proverbs chapter 4, verse 20 to 22. My son, give attention to my words. Incline your ear to my sayings. Do not let them depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart, for they are life to those who find them, and health to all their flesh. The scripture is giving us an illustration or a description of how we are to give priority to the word of God in our life. It says, number one, give attention to my words. Sometimes we give attention to gossip. We give attention to the things that does not lead to any edification. Did you know that you can be on the phone chatting and saying all kinds of things that really has no meaning, that has no head, that has no tail? You can discuss the same issue for 2 hours. You are just dancing around it, joking and laughing about it. He says, give attention to my word. He says, incline your ear to my sayings. That means that fix your ear to me. Always paying attention to whatever I'm saying. Some believers are even so distracted that they cannot concentrate to read the Bible. It is when preaching is on that they suddenly remember there is something to pick in their purse. They suddenly want to go out. They suddenly need to check something on their phone. Everything is just to distract them. Some people will even be reading the Bible while watching TV, or while watching something on their phone. He says, incline your ear to my sayings, my own sayings. Look at my words, my sayings. Do not let them depart from your eyes. Do not let them depart from your eyes. When last did your eyes behold the word of God? There are many things people are seeing today. There are many things that do not depart from people's eyes today. For some people, it's pornography. For some people, it's wickedness. But it says, don't let my word depart from your eyes. May you continuously see the word of God. It says, keep them in the midst of your heart. That's the most hidden part of you. That's the most important part of you. That's where you must keep the word of God. That means take the word of God to heart. So many people hear God's word, read God's word, ask them 5 seconds after the message or after reading the Bible. Some can't even tell what they read. Some cannot say, I read the Bible today and this is what I learned. This is what the Lord revealed to me. This is what came out of it. I listened to a message today and this is how that message advanced me. So you just listen, but it really has no effect on you. You have no understanding. Jesus said that the birds will come and it will take that seed away. And he said, it is those who hear the word of God and don't understand it, and the enemy comes and take it away from them. Now, he now says that, for they are life to those who find them. Many people are looking for life. Do you know why people are moving here and they are looking for things, struggling? People are looking for life. Why do you think people are struggling for power, for position, for political relevance? They are looking for life. What many do not know is that life is in the word of God. I tell you the truth. It is in the word of God you will discover life. There is no life outside the word of God. And then it added, he says, and health to all their flesh. Do you know that there is an automatic work that the word of God does, in that as you keep hearing the word of God, it actually heals you physically. It takes care of ailment in your body. As you give attention to the word of God, it also works on your body. It does not just work on your soul or on your spirit. It says it is health. It is health to your flesh. May the Lord continue to give you understanding in Jesus' name. You can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.